It is time to talk Dictionary of Sydney. I'm joined, as I so often am, by Dr. Lisa Murray. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, you have, I want to say inspiring tale of Sydney's first female medical student, but not necessarily a happy tale.
No, that's right. I mean, history is not always full of happy tales.
Really?
And we need to tell all of the different stories. But yeah, she's a really interesting woman. Her name is Dagmar Byrne. Have you heard of her before?
I have not.
No, actually, well, neither had I until I discovered her in the Dictionary of Sydney.
Wow.
The joys of the dictionary.
So many joys.
So many joys. Anyway, this woman just was so resilient that she just kept going. She was the first female student to go at the University of Sydney. And she enrolled in 1885. And she originally enrolled in arts.
Oh.
And after her first year, the university decided that people could enroll in medicine after doing a year of arts.
Okay.
And bingo, she'd just done that. So she's like, great, I'm gonna go do medicine. But she encountered a lot of prejudice.
What year are we talking to?
We are talking 1885.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So there were not very many women at the university at all. And so she was very fortunate. She had a supportive family and the family had independent income. So she was a well-off, young, intelligent woman. And applied herself really well to her studies, but they kept failing her on professional practice. And it became pretty clear it was all about prejudice. And so after meeting an inspiring British physicist, she decided to go to London to finish her medical studies, which she did, and graduated over in London and then went on to Edinburgh. So got multiple qualifications overseas and then came back to Sydney to make a difference.
Look, we didn't deserve that, clearly. I think after the way we treated her, mate, she came back.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you read the article. It says she goes to tell the Dean of Medicine or whatever that she's going to go off to London instead to finish, and he pats her on the head and says, you know, you really shouldn't go do that, dear. And you just go, really? Thanks a lot. Okay. So that's the kind of, you know, attitudes that she was really up against. But she came back and, again, pretty much because of prejudice and despite her qualifications, wasn't able to get employment in the general public hospitals. So she set up private practice and then also dedicated her time to lecturing about health for women. And so she became, you know, she did a lot of lectures at the Sydney Mechanics School of the Arts. She also started practicing medicine and providing help to women in, like, down at Woolloomooloo and other inner city working class areas. And she got involved with the St. John Ambulance Association. Not surprisingly, she was involved with the Womanhood Suffrage League.
Not at all surprisingly.
Because, you know, she had experienced so much prejudice herself just because of her gender. And she really was quite significant in developing up an understanding of women's health here in Sydney and promoting it. Sadly,
She dies. Oh.
Really early.
Like really early?
Really early, like in her 30s. Oh,
bloody hell.
and she always had sort of a few problems, sort of pulmonary problems and chest problems. And so, yeah, she actually died very early and she's buried in Trundle General Cemetery. So she ended up in country New South Wales. But a really fascinating woman, and so should read all about her in the Dictionary of Sydney.
You absolutely should. I can't believe she got all that done in her early 30s or by her early 30s.
I know. Well, you know, it's a bit of a kick up the bum for all of us to get out there and make a difference while we can.
Tell you the kick up the bum. Where's our Dagmar Byrne statues all around Sydney? She's remarkable.
She is remarkable. I think what's really interesting is part of the reason I discovered her was I was thinking about female figures and as some of you might know, I work at the Dictionary of Sydney, at the City of Sydney, in my day job as a historian, and we've just proposed naming three small parks around Sydney after female leading figures. And I was thinking, you know, that was Louisa Lawson, Frances Newton, and Nita McRae. And that's got me thinking about other places, and I reckon Dagmar really needs a park named after her.
I'm well on board with that. Please, that'd be amazing. Dr. Yeah. Dagmar Byrne Park.
Yep.
I'm on board. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
Can I just say, I can't believe you came in on your birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick. Bye.
We will do another Dictionary of Sydney this time next week.